Well,
so good.
Welcome to this week's episode of Summit Drive Time with Bran
and Jason. But actually, that's supposed to go, welcome to Summit Drive Time with Jason and Bran.
Bran.
Yeah, you're still second. So we're thrilled.
Hey, first is the worst, second's the best.
That's right. We're so thrilled that you're joining us today for a special Thanksgiving edition.
What makes
Summit
it special, Jay?
It's, well, first of all, it's Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
And we don't do Thanksgiving podcasts every week. We just do it during Thanksgiving.
That is true. That would be weird if we were doing it all.
We know a lot of you, probably more than normal, more of you are out there on the roads. You're
yes.
driving to places.
Uh-huh.
You're probably headed to your grandma's house or to your mom and dad's house.
Right.
Or your, where else could they be going?
I know a family that's going to a hotel buffet.
Now, isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's a podcast in and of itself.
I asked.
You really threw me off there.
I know.
You said, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? They said, we're going to go to a hotel buffet.
We're going to a hotel
local
buffet.
Local hotel buffet?
It's a local.
Or driving?
It is local. It is downtown Greenville.
Downtown Greenville hotel buffet.
Hotel buffet.
Is this something they always do, or this will be the first time they're doing it?
I think all the rest of their family is out of town this year.
So they're just going to go to a buffet. What do you think they're going to have there, fondue?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't dig too deep. They didn't seem to know a lot.
They were just going to go check it out and report back to you.
I hope so.
If I were to name all the people that I know that would go to a hotel buffet,
I don't think you'd guess.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No. That you know and I know, because I don't know who you're talking about. And I hope they have a wonderful time. I hope they're listening right now. Who that you and I both know that may be sitting very close to us right now would dominate a Thanksgiving hotel buffet?
Let's say
on the count of three, we're going to say the same thing. One, two, three. Grace and Cato. That's right.
Grayson, how you doing, buddy?
Grayson's here today. What we're excited about today with Summit Drive Time is that the entire staff team.
Everybody.
Minus Jim Geyer, who, as many of you know, is not allowed to be on the podcast.
For obvious reasons.
And then Terry Carlton, who is away on a trip. Now, I'm just going to say this, and we're just going to leave it here.
We're just going to leave it. We don't need to dive in.
Terry's currently in a treehouse.
Yes. That's it.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't know how long he's going to be there, but he's in a treehouse somewhere.
We might never see him again.
I feel like I need to say two things.
Okay.
Terry's in a treehouse in Walhalla, South Carolina.
We might never
That's
see him again.
That's all I need to say.
Stand
a treehouse in
said.
Walhalla, South Carolina. The rest of the staff team is gathered around our conference room table for Summit Drive Time, special Thanksgiving edition, to share the things that they are thankful for. Now, most of the folks around the table have been on Summit Drive Time before, but we've got some newbies. So let's just recognize who's not been on Summit Drive Time before. First of all, administrative assistant here at Summit Church makes the world go round.
He does.
Nope. Her. Without her,
I don't know
what we would do.
I wasn't listening to what you were saying, and I thought we were going to somebody else.
Beth McDonald's joining us today. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you. Is this thing even on? I'm just talking into nothing.
It's on.
Also here, just because he is a great support, an all-around great guy.
Yes, she is.
No, he.
I'm trying.
Beth's husband, also worship leader at Summit Easley, Doug McDonald. Let's give it up for Doug.
Yo.
Go. What's up?
What'd it do?
Doug's known for playing shows.
Yes,
around the upstate of South Carolina.
DJing some what?
Yep, he does some of that, and then he's also very good on the acoustic guitar.
That's exactly right.
And sings the songs by the people that everyone loves.
That's right.
And then also joining us today, I don't think he's been on before. Campus pastor Summit Greer.
Wow,
Josh Keels, everybody.
Yes.
Yep,
Josh. Thankful for the moment.
Yeah, glad to have you, Josh. HIPAA violation. Josh, just coming off of a kidney stone.
Yeah. He is.
Might be on his thankful list. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll come back to that. And then we also have joining us today. He's never been on before, but he has been on this planet longer than the rest of us.
That's true.
Nice round of applause for Kip Kelly, everybody.
Thank you. How does my hair look?
It looks great. Your hair looks...
Before we go on, I just want to thank my producer.
Yeah. That's good.
Jesus,
I
want to thank everybody for this moment of being here.
Your producer.
And I want to thank Jim Geyer for not being here.
Yes.
So that I can rub this in his face. Thank you.
Kyle Caton's also here. Nathan Forrest is here. Kyle Estep's here. Grayson Cato's here. Cam Hill's here. All returners to the show.
All returners.
We're glad to have them today for this special Thanksgiving edition.
This is the biggest episode we've ever had.
I don't know if we can pull it off again, but we'll probably try again at Christmas. Okay. We're going to go around, and we're going to have people share things that they're thankful for.
Yes.
So things that would be good examples of things that they should say, Brandon. What would you say that they should say?
Sesame Street.
Yes. That's a great answer.
Clouds.
Yes.
good times with good friends.
Yes, all these are acceptable answers. Do you think they should take the time to say that they're thankful for their families?
No.
Is that a given?
It is a given.
Is there anybody around this table you're currently going, I don't know if they're really thankful for their family?
Raise your hands, because it's a podcast, so people can't see you. Okay, a couple of you.
Yeah,
you
see that hand, and I see that hand. Amen. Anybody else? Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, got really pastoral there, didn't it?
It did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're thankful for, I think we should say we're thankful for Jesus.
Yes, we are.
We're thankful for Summit. I think that's a given. Pilgrims. And Pilgrims and the Indians. Because really, without the Pilgrims and the Indians... We would have never gotten the whole Thanksgiving thing started back
that's
in the
true.
Day. And the cornucopias.
You know what cornucopia means?
No.
Horn of plenty.
It does mean that.
I saw that on the TV during lunch today.
And that would be... inside the cornucopia would be squashes.
Squashes. Pumpkins.
Turnip greens.
Different types of...
Fried okra.
Fried okra. Mac and cheese. Banana pudding.
Banana pudding is in the cornucopia.
Mac and
cheese. Mac and cheese.
And chicken
potatoes.
Tenders. Because back in the day, they were into all of those things.
That's exactly right. Amen,
all
right, amen.
I think we've done all the legwork we needed to do to get this thing started. How long have we gone?
We have gone a solid 7 minutes.
All right, let's get started, everybody. We're going to kick it over to Kyle, Kate, and Kyle. Would you let the people driving down the road today to their grandparents, their parents, friends, family, relatives, would you let them know what you're thankful for? Hotel buffet. Would you let them know what they're thankful for?
So many things. top of the list is the weather. I don't know if anybody knows this. I'm from the north. I'm from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that when I wake up and go outside, I don't immediately start feeling sweaty and gross. Like, mm-hmm. I love the cool, crisp air. I love apple pie. And I love bonfires.
Wow.
So I'm thankful for all of those things.
Yeah, that was really great.
I think I stole some people's things.
Now, Kyle, you're from Spartanburg now.
I am,
You live in Sparkle City.
I do.
I love your neighborhood. It's quaint.
Yep.
And it's got some big trees.
Yes.
Oak trees.
A whole cornucopia.
Mm-hmm. My daughter has been collecting the acorns.
Have you stepped outside yet and smelled the smoke from people's fireplaces that are going in the fall air? Have you smelled it yet?
Occasionally. There's some city ordinances where you got to be careful. Like
you
what you burn,
you
where you...
You can't
yeah.
burn your own fireplace?
You can't burn your own fireplace
you can,
in the city?
You can, but I feel like maybe not a lot
regulations
of fireplaces.
These days. People
yeah.
This is why I live in Greenville.
There's some things.
This is why I live in Greenville.
But because of burning
But I smelled some smoke.
We can burn whatever we want to. Greenville.
I feel like that's not true.
You know where you can burn whatever you want? Wahala. And that's where Terry is, in a treehouse.
God bless
him. Kyle, I thought that was really good things. Who makes the best apple pie that you know? You said you like apple pie. Who's making a good one for you?
I really do. My wife is always at the top of the list.
Good answer.
And my mom, Mama Caton, she does a really great job with apple pie.
You put ice cream with that, or
here's the test of a really good apple pie. You can do ice cream, but it's not necessary.
It can stand on its own.
It can stand on its own. You get a good cup of coffee and an apple pie, and I'm good for a long time.
Okay. It's good. Well, no. we're gonna keep it moving around the table. Nathan Forrest is next. Now, of all the guys around and gals around the table, Nathan's the only one that has evidently written a few things down in his journal.
His journal open.
He was writing down in his journal things that he's thankful for in case he forgot what he was thankful for, which would make me question whether or not he's really thankful.
No, I take thankfulness very, very seriously.
Nathan, what are you thankful for come this Thanksgiving?
Four things. I've got four things. Ready? First off, story of my grandparents.
Okay.
I know we're not allowed to say thankful, so I'm trying to be a little bit more specific. My parents really did demonstrate and practice intentionality even without having any of the language we had. The second thing I have is having a chiropractor on staff.
Mm. Okay.
That's a really big...
Now, a lot of y'all did not know that before becoming creative communications pastor,
right.
Brandon Gray went to chiropractic
That is
school.
Right. One of the many things I do in my free time.
But one of the things I like to do is crack people's necks.
Ooh,
I love vertebrae.
I love the sound of cracked necks.
Nathan, have you been struggling with your neck or back?
I have. Okay. We had some struggles early on in the fall. But
will you tell everybody what you did to hurt yourself so that we can help prevent this for other people?
I was picking up things.
Mm-hmm. Tell them what you were doing, Nathan.
I was doing the CrossFits.
And so what we want to tell all of you folks is you eat heartily over these next few days. Don't do CrossFit.
Don't do it.
Just eat heartily.
Just eat.
Let it be.
That's right.
Yeah. And look up Josh Keels. He'll help
you. Was there a third thing that you were thankful for?
I did. All of the hardworking baristas this season. I really do. They're really doing great things.
Wow. Baristas.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They make coffee.
They make coffee.
Golly. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
They and do I buy a lot of coffee, things. So I'm thankful for them as well.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a Keurig in my office, and therefore I'm kind of a barista.
Yeah, baristas once named a drink after you. So
that is true. It was called the Jason.
Yeah, there you go.
Nathan, thanks for sharing. My really pleasure. Do appreciate that. Let's head on over to Kip Kelly. This is where we feel like it could go a little sideways. Kip, would you tell the people what are you thankful for out there today, Kip?
So many things to be thankful for, but yeah. As I sit and look around the room, and I really do appreciate my coworkers and my ministry partners. But when I leave you guys, I just get a sense of, gee, I'm the smartest guy in the room. And I appreciate that from you guys.
It's good.
And probably the best looking, too, but I don't want to brag.
Uh-huh.
You know, God has blessed me in this way, and I'm just thankful for it.
Abundantly.
Abundantly.
Brandon, do you have anything to say to that?
I got nothing.
No.
There's nothing you can say.
No. Nothing you should say.
Don't poke the hive.
Mm-hmm. Don't poke the hive.
It can get...
Never do
and
that.
And you know where often the hive gets poked? Wahala, South Carolina.
That's right. Yeah.
Or
in the trees,
in
the trees, in the trees.
Let's turn it over to Beth, our lovely ministry sister. I've already mentioned that. Beth, can you let the people know what you're thankful for this holiday season?
I'm going to be sweet. I'm thankful for health.
Mm-hmm.
I am thankful for community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I am thankful for a workplace that I love. And I really mean that because I do love you guys.
Oh, man. That was so
And I'm not
sweet.
Just saying that, I promise.
Did you tear up a little?
I did.
Mm-hmm. All if you're driving down the road and you're currently tearing up, just...
And Kyle wants me to say I'm thankful for Disney World because I am thankful for Disney World very much. So maybe not Walt Disney because that's a little controversial, but anyway.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
I did. Yeah. I went there, guys. Sorry. You can look it up.
And you
it's
guys
like after you watch, it's like after you watch The Greatest Showman and then you Google it and you're like, wow, man,
it
bummer.
Might ruin it for you.
He wasn't all that great.
Don't Google it.
Now, Beth, you and Doug are going to be going to Disney World for Thanksgiving.
Yes, we are in about
because
five
nothing
days.
Says cornucopia.
Mm-hmm.
Like Walt Disney World.
Like a Dole
Whip. Like a Disney-shaped cornucopia. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Staying in a treehouse?
Not staying in a treehouse.
Not staying in a treehouse.
Doug, what do you got that you're thankful for, my friend?
I am super thankful for music is one thing.
Because mm-hmm. It makes the heart earlier. Sing.
Music. Oh, look at you. Poetic on the podcast.
You're good.
Music. It allows me to have a life that I enjoy. I don't have to work a 9-to-5 anymore, which is fantastic.
You're playing some shows currently. You're touring the Southeast.
I wouldn't call
and
it touring.
I am. I'm going to call it that.
Okay.
You're touring the Southeast.
Yes.
What is the one song that is currently being shouted publicly out at people who are playing shows right now? Back in the day when I was growing up, it was Freebird. There was a lot of that.
Freebird.
What are people shouting from the crowd now?
Freebird still happens.
Really?
But more so than ever right now because of the trend online. It's Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh. Yeah, Wonderwall. Do you remember?
Yeah,
go ahead,
of course
hit it.
And
hit
I never played.
Back, she's back in the atmosphere.
No. That's Drops of Jupiter.
You went with you went with Train.
You can see how I got there. From
I
you.
Totally see how you got there.
Yes.
And I wish you would have gotten there.
Also thankful for water.
Yeah, good. Because 97% of the planet is water, and 99% of your body is water.
Which equals 98% of everything in
is water.
Again, I have
water.
To say no.
Okay.
But
our percentages are pretty close.
I like the percentages. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, pumpkin everything. So pumpkin, when pumpkin
you,
happens,
like pumpkin
I'm a pumpkin
stuff.
Fan. Yeah,
get
yeah, yeah.
Get out of town.
I'm as basic as they come, like as my wife
you,
just called me.
I love pumpkin.
It's nice.
You eat pumpkin things?
I've well, I started to drink Beth? Pumpkin things, and
like
I've now branched out into eating pumpkin things.
Huh, that's very interesting.
Very nice. But like real pumpkin or pumpkin spice flavored things?
Oh, pumpkin spice. I mean, are you kidding me?
Have
okay.
You about the
mm-hmm. That's good. All right. All right, we're moving on to Kyle. And Kyle, is Kyle, there's
Kyle
multiple
East,
Kyles.
Eastep.
Kyle Eastep. Kyle, what are you thankful for in this holiday edition of Summer Drive Time?
I'd be lying if I didn't say the food.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I tear up over a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I love pecan pie.
Mm-hmm.
Pecan.
Do you say, yep. Brandon, do you say pecan?
I say pecan.
Do you say tomato or tomato?
No one
you
says
say potato or potato. Okay.
Keep and going, rest. Rest. It's a good season
for
rest.
For the weary.
Yeah. Yep.
Another good train song.
Yeah. Good train song. I'm familiar with that. Those are really good answers, Kyle.
And Wonderwall. That's a great song. Could well, you, anyway, I loved it.
Yeah.
I used to love it.
Mm-hmm. Where did you know?
I won't be singing it.
Josh Kills.
Yes.
Can you share with folks what you're thankful for?
This is kind of hard right now. I don't know what to say. I am thankful for the fact that I'm not carrying a pee strainer around everywhere I go.
Okay.
I have.
Pee strainer is also in the corner
cupboard.
Yes.
Wow.
It's never been
said on
the
podcast. Well,
Kip opened the door for that, so I figured I was fine with it. So I am thankful for health and that I don't have a kidney stone. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for this team, and I'm thankful for you guys that are actually listening to this right now.
Oh, that is kind. Thanks for giving it a listen, everybody.
I did. Thanks.
Shout out.
Thank you.
I'm going to stay away from sports
teams. Grayson Cato, worship pastor here at Summit Church.
Hello.
Grayson, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for sports.
Yeah, you are. You want to elaborate on that, or you just want to leave it?
I'm thankful for friends that cheer for good teams. Mm-hmm. So when my teams are not good, I can still be excited for them.
Okay.
I can practice rejoicing with those who rejoice.
That's good. What else are you thankful for other than sports, Grayson? Because I know there's got to be other things out there other than sports.
Well,
we
took away family. You took away Jesus. You took away Summit.
So then
so
you went
not
to
a whole
straight
lot
number
left for
four.
Me. Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Well, let's do it for him. What are some things that you know Grayson is thankful for? Sauces?
Yeah, he loves sauces.
He loves buffets.
I love sauces.
He loves a good athletic jersey. Like he'll wear the jersey.
He does.
I don't know many people. How old are you, Gray?
29.
So he's got one more year before he's not really allowed to wear the jerseys anymore.
I haven't worn a jersey this year. Something that's I talked to my wife because I got a polo for the Colts.
Yeah.
And now for Christmas, I want a polo for the Pacers. Okay. And I have one for the Hoosiers.
I hope Santa's listening.
So I might not wear a whole lot of jerseys anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. And then lastly but not leastly, let's get over here. This is Cam Hill.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you guys know him as Cam. And
or Chill.
Mm-hmm.
Chill. At summitupstate.org.
C. Hill at summitupstate.org. Also his cell, 864. Just kidding. I'm not going to give out your number. Cam. What are you thankful for this holiday season?
A lot of things. Top of the list. Well, the top of the list was taken off the list, so I'll go with everything in no particular order. Health. Had some health battles at the beginning of the year. Those have kind of been ironed out. Really thankful for that. Friends. People that you can laugh until your side hurts with.
Name and your top three friends right now.
I can't do that.
No, really? You can't?
I will say, I will say many of my closest friends are around this table.
But some of us aren't your closest
friends. You gave me three.
I'm just
saying.
Where am I? Yeah, where's Brandon in that? Is Brandon in the three?
I can't do this. I'm not going there.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not to interrupt. Keep going. What else are you thankful for?
Cool weather, hiking in the mountains where you can hear leaves crunching under your feet.
You know who can hear leaves crunching under their feet right now? Terry Carlton in Wahala. He's in a treehouse.
And they're still on the tree.
Can he? That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Thanks, Cam. I appreciate you sharing that. It's really good. And I guess that brings it to me and things that I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
Tonight here at Summit, we're going to do something that we've never done before. And I'm really looking forward to it. We are going to have a Thanksgiving feast around a gigantic table that we have put in the middle of the auditorium for all of the Summit staff team and spouses to come and hang out and be a part of.
Close to the public.
Yes, totally close to the public. No one else is allowed to be here. We're going to have a Thanksgiving feast together. Everyone's bringing in their favorite dishes that they're making.
Yeah.
At home, what are you making for this
one? Caitlin is making a cornbread skillet.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so it will still be in the skillet when it gets here?
I don't know of the logistics. I don't know the logistics of it.
Will you bring honey? Will there be honey with it? Because I like honey with my cornbread.
I'll see what I can do, sure.
Okay.
Is there any other requests?
Going to be like jalapenos in there or anything?
Again, I don't know.
Okay.
Just happy to be here.
I'm going to bring a cornucopia.
Good for you.
I ordered it from Walmart, and I just pull in, and they put it right in my car.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Very much looking forward to that. Very much looking forward to that. We love all of you. We hope that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving out there.
Do we want to share what we're thankful for?
Yeah, we could. You didn't share anything?
I didn't share anything.
All right, let's go alternating back and forth. You, then me, then you, then me. I'll go first.
Okay.
Do you think everybody else got the joke?
Yeah.
And wonder why I think I'm the smartest guy in the room.
Brandon, I'm thankful for you.
Thank you, Jay. I'm thankful for Christmas music.
Yes. Now, you listen to that before Thanksgiving, yeah, which I'm all isn't
in.
Allowed.
I'm all in.
Okay. And then I'm also thankful for clouds.
I'm thankful for the Orlando Magic, who have won their last three games, or seven of their last nine, and we're over 500. It's a really good time to be a Magic fan.
You know who else loves sports?
Do you want to start an NBA podcast, Gray? Wow.
Do a little NBA podcast together, you guys. Good. Be exactly right. We are thankful for we're thankful for the podcast that launched this year. I mean, I just rave reviews. And we're thankful for all of you that are listening out there. Share the pod. Keep it on the road days you go down the road. More cops are going to be out than normal. They're our friends. And so obey the laws out there as you go down the road, right? Keep it at 10 and 2.
Yeah.
But if they are trying to catch you, a lot of times they're on the exit ramps behind you. Like when you're zipping down, they're going to be over your right shoulder. Yeah. So you want to look back up that way. My wife's always asking, what are you doing? Looking for cops. Okay. they're going to be...
but not because you're driving fast.
No.
You just like to know. You're interested in...
And then right behind, especially if you're going through Tennessee... in Kentucky, there's a lot of mounds, and they hide behind the mounds in the median, and then they'll zip out and they'll get you that way.
It's messed up, man.
Also in Florida, I've noticed there's just a lot of cop cars that are put out there.
Yes, no, that is a thing in Florida.
No cops are in the car. Like, they've walked away, maybe they got tired or just went on a break.
Yeah,
but the car's there, and that seems to
It's how they respect retired policemen. They just kind of put their car out there. It's like you retire a jersey.
They just retire their car.
Retire their car.
So y'all keep it safe out there. Obey all the laws and have a great time with friends and family. And we love
you. And from our family to you,
Happy Thanksgiving.